The World This Week. Politics.
An indicative vote in Argentina's presidential election suggested that the opposition, led by Alberto Fernández, with the country's previous president, Cristina Fernández de Kirchner, no relation, as his running mate, would handily win the actual election in October. The Argentine peso shed a quarter of its value against the dollar, and its main stock market fell by 37%. Investors fear the return of Ms. Fernandez, whose policies between 2007 and 2015 ruined the economy.
The result was a blow to the incumbent Argentine president, Mauricio Macri. After the poll, he announced a number of giveaways to win other voters, including tax cuts, more welfare subsidies, and a three-month freeze in petrol prices.
The election of Alejandro Yamatei as Guatemala's president threw doubt on the safe third country agreement signed by the outgoing president, Jimmy Morales, with the United States. Under the deal, some migrants would seek asylum in Guatemala rather than travelling through Mexico to the American border. Mr. Yamatei thinks Guatemala might not be able to honour that commitment.
The nomination by Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro of his son Eduardo as ambassador to the United States prompted the public prosecutor's office to ask a federal court to rule on the formal qualifications required to be a diplomat. Eduardo Bolsonaro's appointment must still be confirmed by the Senate in Brasilia, but that hasn't stopped the opposition from crying foul, saying his only diplomatic credentials seem to be that he's a friend of the Trump family.
Canada's ethics commissioner criticised Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister, for pressing a former Attorney General to drop charges against a firm accused of bribery in Libya. The commissioner said Mr. Trudeau and his office acted outside the bounds of convention and that their behaviour was tantamount to political direction. His report complicates Mr. Trudeau's bid for re-election in October.
Two treatments for Ebola proved to be effective in tests conducted in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where the latest outbreak has killed 1,900 people. The survival rate jumps to 90% if the treatments, which employ special antibodies, are given soon after infection. If untreated, most people who catch Ebola die.
Southern separatists in Yemen seized the city of Aden from forces loyal to the internationally recognised government. The separatists and the government are part of a Saudi-led coalition fighting the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels who control much of the country. Many in the south dislike the government as well as the Houthis and hope to secede.